Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, I've only had one MRI in my life. I'm sure you've had many.
You've had one MRI?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it was just recently. I've had a few.
Oh, yeah, because the
for my shoulder. You've had a few?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
Yeah.
I'm willing to guess.
I've never been in there.
I'm going to say MRIs. I'm going to go 20 to 25.
It's kind of a weird thing, you know? You get in the little tube and...
They got some open ones now if you can find the right...
Find the right ones.
But yeah, for the most part, you go in the tube. Once or twice, I've been sent to one, and then I've had to reschedule because I don't fit in
too
the
big.
Tube.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, because there's some of the older ones are really small, and so they're like, nope. Like, you gotta head over to this place over here. They've got a bigger one or an open one.
My initial observation of my first ever foray into the MRI was, how has this technology not come along further? You know?
Oh.
I mean, it's cool technology, but it's like, you gotta go, it's like a weird deal. You gotta go in this big tube, and there's these bzzz, bzzz, and you gotta sit in there for like 45 minutes. It's weird.
And it can kill people, apparently.
Dude!
Well, they do tell you, like, one of the first things you do when you go in there is...
There are warnings.
There is about 8 million signs that say, no metal, because if you don't know, the M in MRA is magnetic.
I think it's an MRI.
Yeah, and what did I say?
You said MRA.
MRA.
Oh,
MRA. I don't know why.
No, MRI.
You got the rifle association on your mind.
America!
That would be the NRA.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, don't tread on me. I will not be treaded upon, Rob. If I want to take my 45 into a medical office, damn it, I can. Yeah, there's like 8 million signs, and the technician asks you like 7 different times, do you have anything metal on you? Like, do you have any metal in you? It is a...
Yeah.
That is about as clear as can be.
So there was a man in Long Island, and boy, I gotta tell you, here's another thing I didn't know about MRIs. They have these, like, did you see this place he went?
Oh, yeah.
Called Open MRI?
Yes.
516 Open MRI? Like, dude, that looks... I didn't know they had, like, fly-by-night MRI operations.
Yeah, yeah.
But it looks pretty shady. It's called Open MRI, and you call 516 Open MRI, and you just go in, and they throw you in the tube. It's like, ah, I think I'll go to the hospital.
Well, a lot of times, like, the hospital, you don't go to the hospital. You do go to, like, Rebound has them.
No, I know.
The last couple that I've been to.
I'm just saying, it doesn't look sanctioned.
No.
It looks like something you'd find in, you know, like the Philippines or something.
Sure.
That's a little shady. At any rate, this guy, Keith McAllister, 61-year-old man, he went there, Long Island, and he was killed by the MRI machine. His mom was in there. Apparently, he goes there to she gets routine knee scans in there, and when she's getting her knee scanned, he always goes in to help her up. Out of the machine. Well, he goes in there with a giant 20-pound chain necklace a padlock around his neck.
Can I ask the question? Who on God's green earth is wearing a 20-pound chain around their neck?
Well, apparently, Mr. McAllister.
Come on, Kevin.
He said that it was part of his weight training.
What? Oh, so you know what he's saying? I when I was reading this, I'm thinking he's like iced out, like a nice shiny chain. This sounds like he's one of those dudes at the gym that puts like a chain link around his belt or around his shoulders when he's doing dips or pull-ups, like for weight training.
This guy's
Let
a
me
moron.
Just say something here.
This
yes.
guy's a moron?
Well, rest in peace, Keith.
Yeah.
But what I think they're doing is teeing up a lawsuit.
Yes.
Because what she is saying, the mom is saying, is that he had already talked about the necklace with the technician many times before. He had worn it in there before, not into the MRI machine room, but, you know, he had it on. So she's kind of teeing it up as, boy, this is really on them.
Yeah.
No. You know, and we're going to sue them.
She also claimed they didn't tell him.
Well, no.
that he shouldn't have that. Like, no one warned him.
Like, she's saying all the right things to tee up a lawsuit, basically.
Yeah.
And then I think with the necklace, they're saying, well, it's part of a weight training. He's kind of they're kind of insinuating that he had to be wearing it, which is stupid. Yeah.
I had to be wearing a 20-pound...
Or he had a good reason for having a 20-pound chain on.
It's not just a
moron.
It wasn't just a careless saunter in with my ice, you know.
Yeah, you were wearing a 20-pound dog chain with a padlock on it because you thought it made you look badass. You wore it into a room that probably had 19 different signs that told you no metal, and you thought it was a good idea to wear a 20-pound chain. It snapped his neck!
Yeah. They said he had multiple heart attacks.
Yeah.
So what it did was the chain instantly got sucked. It's turned him around and then sucked him straight into the machine.
Yep.
And apparently he had multiple heart attacks and died shortly thereafter.
And while I do think it's terrible that someone died, this is, you know me, this is the same sort of thing when someone ignores 17 different like warning lights and then gets hit by the MAX train.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sorry, man. That's on you. Well, I couldn't hear the bells because my headphones were on, and I couldn't see the barrier going down because my hood was up. Cool. On you. Sometimes Darwinism takes over, and while I feel bad for your family, I'm not giving you a dime because you're the dumbass that wore a 20-pound chain into an MRI.
I just think this only happens at a place like Open MRI.
It does feel like a hospital would have too many like safeguards and barriers.
Well, you're not allowed to go in there.
Right.
Are you? I mean, I think you have to, like, he's not even getting an MRI. They wouldn't let him near that thing.
It seems like hospitals would have a much tighter protocol.
I've never had anyone go into an MRI with me, but I've also never been an elderly woman. But
I think that door even locks. The technician's not even in there. Dude, come on.
This is just...
And you've heard stories of, like, people who had forgotten jewelry was in, like, having, like, belly button rings and earrings and nipple rings, like, ripped out by the machine.
Yep.
But you got the chain around your neck, and it's not coming through your neck.
No. I just... I don't know. I can't. I don't have any sympathy. I really don't. And I don't think this is a tragic accident. I think this is you being a moron. Now, I'm open to the idea that I'm wrong, and you mentioned the Open MRI place. Maybe this is
the
shadiest...
Well, he's still a moron.
Yes, but maybe this... You're right. Maybe this is the shadiest place on Earth, but...
I just don't imagine that they have a ton of protocols at Open MRI.
Yeah.
Compared to what they do at the hospitals and real clinics.
No, well, they'll be paying for that shortly.
They probably don't have any money.
I wonder... I gotta look.
No, I mean they'll be paying in the lawsuit for not having those safeguards.
Well, I understand, but she's gonna try to get all their money. Open MRI probably doesn't have any money.
This is why I'm a little questioning. I know that the Open MRI may sound like a fly by night sort of thing.
Well, it looks like it.
Well, the cost of one MRI machine, one, is over $1 million. A used one goes for about $700,000. So while it may be, I don't think you can really have super sketchy fly-by-night operations with a couple $1 million worth of machines in there. And I also don't believe that someone watched this moron walk in with a 20-pound chain around his neck and no one bothered to be like, hey, dude, it's a magnetic machine. You can't... I mean, I've had so many MRIs. Some of them have been in hospitals. Some of them have been in clinics. My last couple have been at Rebound. I mean, I have had so many of these. And I don't recall a single one where I was not asked or saw at least 5 different times, do you have any metal on you? There's a little piece of paper you have to sign. Do you have any metal on you? I don't buy it. I think this is a case of don't tell me what to do.
So they're saying, this is according to the daughter.
Yeah.
The MRI technician left the room during the procedure to get McAllister to assist his wife, but failed to warn him about the danger of wearing metal near the machine. So, in other words, See, I don't buy that.
And a guy who's been there all the time to help out because he helps get the person out of the machine doesn't know that?
No. Well, it's...
It'd be one thing if it was his first time there. It wasn't. We've
and by
said
the way,
he's
you,
been
no
done
one
a bunch
stays
times.
In the room.
Exactly.
With you.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the technician is not even in the room.
No.
So that's a lie right there.
Yeah. Yeah, there is not a technician in the room. When you
They're on the other side of the
yes,
glass.
Yes, they get you all set up in there, and then they walk in, and there's a little voice that talks to you, and they say, hey, are you going to be okay? And they talk to you throughout the procedure. Hey, you all right? You comfortable, whatever? A few more minutes, all right, here, there, and they slide you in. No one comes into the room with you. So the fact that he just wandered in there with this cool 20-pound chain.
She's also saying that... what. Dude, the technician is not going to go get you to come help him.
No.
It doesn't work that way. No. They don't let you do... I mean... No.
This dude wandered into a room that he wasn't supposed to be in.
Well, the minute they realize there's a problem, they're trying to stop the issue. They're not going to go, like, to another party to help have them help. Right. It's just not...
Hey, could you help me out here with that big old chain on?
We're trying to turn the machine off.
Dude, this is a case of they're just trying to get money because...
Dude, that is a wild story.
And I get why. I mean, this guy's dead, and so you're like, hey, someone needs to compensate us for us, but sometimes you're dead because you're a dumbass.
I won't be wearing my 20-pound chain around anymore.
Is there any place worse to wear a 20-pound metal chain than an MRI... than in an MRI room?
No. No, there is not. There is not.
Swimming in an ocean with your wrists and ankles tied? I don't know.
I mean, he wore that in the worst... place possible.
Yeah. Like what?
The one place.
Yeah, that is
that is going to kill him.
Of all the places, maybe a metal scrapyard with that, like that big crane, the big magnetic crane. Maybe that.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not certain that there is a worse place to wear a 20-pound chain. And someone saying lots of radiation, Suk, do you glow at night? MRIs don't use radiation. They use magnets. So.
Doing great.
just FYI on that one.
We wrap up tonight's radio broadcast next on The Fan.